proclamation number 5557 dated the December 15th, 1952. Earthly task, volition. Wrong endeavor. You had to walk a difficult path before you reached the point when you were able to make the last test of will. Your soul, which had previously been dissolved into countless sparks of soul in order to endure a process of maturing in a constrained state, has assembled itself again. Once again you have attained your self-awareness, and as individual beings you are about to make a free choice, to choose the Lord to whom you want to belong. This decision is the purpose and goal of your earthly life, and this decision has to be made of your own free will. It cannot be made by someone on your behalf, nor can it be delayed. It is to be made without fail by the end of your life, because this decision will determine your fate for eternity. Your attitude towards this task during your earthly life is therefore immensely serious. It can result in light and bliss, but also in death and destruction, and you alone determine this through your will. But you are hardly bothered by it, even when you are informed of the reason for your earthly life. Even when your eternal fate is described to you as either glorious or dreadful. Because you don't believe that sooner or later you will have to be accountable for your will. However, you cannot be forced to believe it. Consequently, the belief is rarely found amongst humanity, and people only rarely accomplish their goal of deciding for the right Lord. Yet disbelief has its price. People increasingly forget their task in life. Their every consideration merely concerns the world, regardless of the fact that they will soon have to leave it. They face again what they leave behind. The memory of their past course of suffering through the material forms was taken from them, because they will have to make their decision with freedom of will and may not choose the right Lord out of fear. Hence there is an imminent danger that their decision will be detrimental to them, that they will devote all their senses to matter and by doing so also choose the Lord of this world, to whom they will fall victim once more, and whom they will also have to thank for being banished into hard matter again due to their wrong decision. Because they should turn their eyes towards heaven, they should strive to ascend and turn away from the world. Then the right choice was made, then the course through the whole of creation was successful, then earthly life will result in the being's culmination, then the soul has found the right Lord and will hasten to meet him. Then the person has passed the test of will on earth and can discard the heavy earthly body and enter eternity as a pure spirit. Then the former long earthly progress on earth has not been in vain. The being has found its way back to its source. It has recognized the Father and surrendered itself to him for all eternity. Amen.